Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And from a sun-splashed American Family Fields of Phoenix, it's the Wendy's Big Show, off and running on a Friday. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in Hale's Corners, myself, Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, and Gary Ellerson at American Family Fields of Phoenix, and the Brewers and Diamondbacks in the middle of the fourth inning right now, GE. It is warm for some. It is cold for some, right in the mid-60s, but beautiful baseball weather and a beautiful Brewers lineup starting out the game today. Travis Shaw with a two-run homer. Ryan Braun getting his first action of the Cactus League. Freddie Peralta, the starter. And Matt Albers, everyone's favorite guy, on the mound, getting out of a scoreless inning. What's better than that?
Nothing's better than that right now. And I just tell you what, the ballpark is very beautiful. I mean, remember I was talking the other day that, you know, I really can't tell the difference. And really, though, if you're back sitting and looking through the outfield, no, you really can't tell the difference. But when you arrive at the ballpark, there's a major change.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yep.
And,
no doubt.
And you walk through, Sparky, and this place is packed today. I don't even think
there's
standing room tickets available. The lawn is packed up. There's blankets everywhere. And people are just enjoying a day where the overcast is coming in and out. But it's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, can we get a report from the Hale's Corner Studios? Or what are we feeling? Teens?
No,
20s?
It's mid-30s, maybe
okay.
to 40.
That's warm. Now we're talking.
Little cloudy, something like that here, whatever the case may be. I was listening to the game on my way in, and Uger was saying, y'all got like a big old storm coming in from California. It's going to be blowing and rainy Monday,
yeah.
Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, there's definitely some rain in the forecast.
Oof.
And it's I think it's hampering some travel plans for one Jeff Orlowski on his way out of here. He's been delayed a couple of different times out in Chicago. But we'll be all good. We'll be all right. Tim Allen hanging out. We'll hear from Mauricio Dubon and myself and Tim Allen later on in the show. We'll hear from Jerry Augustine coming up here soon enough from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Adam McAlvey going to stop by the booth once he wraps up talking to Ryan Braun, who is at the dish right now. And at 414-799-1250, we start out with these Milwaukee Brewers and a starting staff, Sparky, that is going to have some tweaks. And Adam McAlvey changing his opening day roster, planning on Corbin Burnes taking the spot of one Jimmy Nelson in that lineup if Jimmy Nelson's not ready to go. And a lot of people still looking for that acquisition. Gio Gonzalez still available. Dallas Keuchel still available. The one that a lot of people have continued to gravitate towards. And we've talked about quite a bit on this show. But when you see Freddie Peralta come out today, three scoreless innings, we saw what he can do against big league pitching last year. Corbin Burnes, we saw what he can do against big league hitting last year. Not in a starter role, like Count said earlier today. But we've seen him have success. And Brandon Woodruff obviously has had success at the major league level. Sparky, do you want to pass on Keuchel and just go with the youth of this rotation that seemingly everybody is so excited about?
Well, you've got Keuchel and you got Gio Gonzalez, and they're both sitting there right now. And in Adam McAlvey's story, and he'll be joining us at some point here during the Wendy's Big Show, he talks about a new roster predictions as far as what he thinks that roster is going to look like. And within there, he says, you know, the starting rotation is going to be the hardest to figure out because guys like Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez are still out there, and you don't know if the Brewers will get one or two or either one of them or however it's going to play out. Every time we talk about Keuchel, every time we talk about Gio Gonzalez, it seems like there's a faction of people that simply just aren't interested in doing anything more. And in his roster projection today, McAlvey has Corbin Burnes now into the rotation with Jimmy Nelson not being in the rotation to start the season. So, you know, that would make me happy, Woodruff and Burnes. Now we just get Peralta in there, and
yep.
I'm really happy. But I can't pass on Dallas Keuchel at this point. I'm sorry. Gio Gonzalez, okay, if you're going to tell me, you know, you'd rather go through what you have than Gio Gonzalez, fine. Okay, I can get down with that to a degree. Dallas Keuchel, I can't get down with passing on Dallas Keuchel if there's that opportunity. You know, there's reports out that They've had multiple conversations with the Houston Astros trying to figure out to get a deal done with them, and that doesn't seem to be going anywhere. So you have to think that Keuchel's going to come a lot cheaper and a lot shorter deal than what Keuchel was expecting at some point. So for me, if there's still a way to get Dallas Keuchel, I'm still trying to get Dallas Keuchel.
And it's difficult to put those two in the same category, right, Sparky? Because you said
sure.
The success of the two is different. Gio Gonzalez has pitched in the major leagues, and Travis Shaw leaves the ball yard. You heard that roar in the crowd here. Leaves the yard for a second time today. So he's got three runs driven in, two dingers, all three runs accounted for from Travis Shaw, the Brewers' third baseman. Gio Gonzalez has had success at the major league level, obviously. He's gotten a nice contract. He's pitched in the postseason. He was a part of the team last year, Gary. He's got a track record for sure, but when you talk about Dallas Keuchel, like Sparky said, that's a different animal. That's a dude that's won a Cy Young and a World Series championship. Do you want to pass on one of those guys, a free agent like Dallas Keuchel, Gio Gonzalez, who've been around the league, seen them, and just go with the youth that David Stearns has put together in this Brewers organization?
Well, I don't know about going with the youth. I think it's more about, and I hate saying this, but I think it's more about the Packer way. It's more about kicking the tires. It's more about just hanging back and just see what's going to happen. Right now, I think if you look at Major League Baseball, I think the clubs are in the driver's seat. These guys are not in the driver's seat. They really have no demand on the market.
I mean, great point.
Nobody's really, they're not pressed. These clubs are not really pressed to do anything unless something major happened within their rotation. And right now, the Brewers, nothing really majorly happened. Listen, the Brewers got one game away from the World Series. And I know everybody's looking for that one thing that can probably push you over the top, but the Brewers are in a position now that you can sit back and wait. And if the price continues to go down and they can get a bargain basement price, I think that's what they're going to do. I think the biggest plan hopefully this year you and I will do this with David Stearns. We have had that opportunity to talk to him plenty of time. We know what the process is.
And right.
The process is really about still developing their young talent. And I think they're going to go there first, and along with Jimmy Nelson, see what we got there. And then they'll decide whether they want to make a move as far as a pitcher is concerned.
Well, and it's difficult, too, because you see a guy warming up in the bullpen in Junior Guerra, who's
exactly.
had starter success. You have plenty of different guys, Sparky, on this team that have had success pitching at the major league level. And for a crew, pardon the pun,
yeah.
like this that had so much success last year as a team, I think part of it is that you might not want to ruffle the feathers. It's a really, really good camaraderie in that clubhouse. And, Sparky, if anybody is going to be able to tell us about pitching, it's the former Brewers left-hander Jerry Augustine, who's scuffling into the studio up here at the American Family Fields of Phoenix. But, Sparky, how much does Yasmani Grandal, a catcher who's been around the big leagues, being a part of this team for the youth of that rotation, if you can bring in Burns, Peralta, and Woodruff all a part of that core five, does that do for you, a dude that has a lot of knowledge of the league and can, by all intents and purposes, save them a couple of runs by his pitch framing?
That's what they say. I haven't seen it yet, but that's what the numbers say. That's what all these guys say, that Grandal is going to do this, that, and every other thing like he did for the Dodgers. He'll do the same thing with the Brewers. I have no idea. I mean, I'm just going to believe what they say and say that he can help them. And based on that knowledge, the same what you just spewed out there, Baby Tausch, he should help the rotation. He should help the young guys get even better going forward. I would agree.
And we're here now joined by former Brewer left-hander, now Fox Sports Wisconsin analyst Jerry Augustine. Augie, thanks for coming up, man.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's today's a little cooler than it usually is here in New Arizona, but
we apologize.
The sun's out and it's beautiful in this park and what they've done. And you walk around and you're amazed every time you walk around. You see something different, and it just gets better each and every day you're here.
We're talking about the youth of the rotation and the opportunities that they have with Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta, guys, Jerry, that we saw last year have very profound success on this team and in the major league level. You have an opportunity to go out and add guys like a Gio Gonzalez or a Dallas Keuchel that have had success other places in the major leagues. Would you rather see the Brewers go with the youngsters that they have and the opportunities that they possess, or go after one of those guys like a Keuchel who's won a Cy Young already in this league?
Well, I think the big thing when you look at the Brewer organization, you have to see what those guys did in the postseason last year. You talk about where you have to go in important innings and get people out, and most important part, these guys all did that. And so when you have those guys go on that level and that time of the year and that types of pressure and being able to handle it the way they did, you got to give them an opportunity. And I think I really like what the Brewers, our organization, is doing, because it's youth that's going to help you with your future. And these three guys definitely are part of your future.
Jerry, we haven't talked to you in a while. What do you think about, I guess, is new baseball now with how the rotations are set up, how you set up guys? What do you think about the rotation that Craig Counsell really had to manage? Because I thought last year he did an outstanding job of just managing that whole pitching rotation.
Well, he was able to do that because he had a great bullpen. You can't take away from the bullpen, because he had guys you could go as early as the second and third inning, give him a ball game and manage a game, and then hopefully then pitcher the next day can
go
five or six.
It's very difficult
to do, and I think if you talk to Craig today, he's saying that you look at this rotation for 2019, they have to step up. They have to get that much better. And, you know, you look at baseball today, your best teams with ERA in Major League Baseball, you look at the average with the starters go, and it's usually about 5 1/3, 5 2/3, up to a 6 1/3. So being able to take that next step and maybe get another inning that they hadn't in the past, where they were about 5 innings last year, will really make a big difference to this pitching staff.
Jerry, 5 2/3. Would you ever thought you'd be saying that back when you played?
Well, that was back when I played, it was against the law to go 5 2/3.
Right?
I mean,
come on, man.
The manager be coming out after 5 1/3 inning, you look at him like, is there something wrong? Are you just coming out to talk? What's
Am I getting optioned, or what's the issue here?
It is. It's a totally different game, and you know that's what makes this ball game different. You look at your bullpens. When I pitched, we had 9 guys in there, 8 guys in the bullpen. Now you have 12 and 13, and you make up for that. But you know, it's a lot has to do with, do you have those quality starters that can go those 6 and 7, as Kershaw's, those type guys? And you know, when you look at what Joely Sheshin did last year. Excellent. He was a guy that you could count on. But I think these young pitchers you got, along with hopefully Jimmy Nelson and Josh Tomlin, they can come up with a pretty good staff. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I think this bullpen is going to be better this year than it was last year.
Wow, that's saying something. That's saying something because they were a dominant bunch last year. We talked about pitching now for the last, I don't know, 6.5 minutes, and we haven't mentioned Josh Hader once. He comes out of spring, and it seems like he hasn't missed a beat. Six up, 6 down, 6 K.
He has been, I'll tell you, I was here the other day when he threw, and it looked like I think he threw 12 pitches. But, you know, he's so dialed in. And if you know, Josh, he's a mild-mannered guy. He's got great focus. He knows exactly what he's doing and what he has to do. And I think what happened with Josh is once he understood that he could get his breaking ball over and he could locate that fastball, the different quadrants, he just got very confident. And last year, that's what he did. He located his pitches. He threw the breaking ball when he had to. But the other day, he was just fantastic, just locating the ball right where he wanted, and very efficient. See him come out and throw the ball where he did, along with Corey Knebel, threw the ball very well. He had that good breaking ball, which is so important. But this bullpen could be pretty special this year.
It's tough when you look at, talking with Jerry Augustine, Fox Sports Wisconsin, and former Brewer left-hander. Jerry, when you look at a guy like Jeremy Jeffress, who's going through some pain, stretching himself out, obviously a little bit of soreness, gets pulled out of the game a couple of days ago. What is it like for a guy in those shoes where you want to come out of the gates, obviously firing on all cylinders, but there's some things you got to work on. You got to get stretched out. You got to get loosened up. And it's been a little bit of a roller coaster. They're saying he's throwing like 84 on the velo.
The one thing about Jeremy Jeffress is this guy understands what he can do and how he has to do and what he has to do to get ready. And I think if you look at him and he does have some stiffness coming into spring training, doesn't feel 100%. The blessing about spring training is you can wait till the last 10 days, 15 days, and you still can get a lot of work in, because, number one, you don't have to pitch in the big league games. You can go down to the minor league games, and you can pitch as much as you want. So I think when you talk about injuries to players up here at this time of the year, you still have a lot of time where you can give them a couple of days rest, several days rest to a week, and still get them ready for the season.
You know, talk a little bit about Jimmy Nelson, because we really haven't seen him in a long time. What should be the expectations for Jimmy Nelson for this year?
Well, it's hard to decide, you know, right? Because it goes by health and it goes by mentally. Is he ready to come into ball games? Is he ready to pitch? And I think when you look at that aspect, I think Jimmy is. And watching him throw, I got to see him to throw the first day he was down here. Mm-hmm. And I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well. I saw him throw at the end of last year up in Milwaukee. As you see a ball hit to the gap in right center for a double, bounces up against the wall. Oh, he's going to go.
Oh, he's rounding. Clean in.
Oh, yeah. Just go home, dude.
Makes it easy.
Nice toss by Moose, though, over there at second base.
Yeah, good cutoff. That's part of the game that he has to do.
But absolutely.
When you're talking about Jimmy Nelson, I thought he threw the ball as well as I saw him in 2017. Good. And it just seemed like he was free and easy. At the end of last year, I watched him throw and looked like he was just still a little bit patient with himself. But he threw the ball twice that I saw him down here. He was really, really good.
Talking baseball with Jerry Augustine down here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler back in the Hales Corner Studios. Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch out here in Phoenix. Let's talk a little bit about Mike Moustakas and this lineup, Jerry, that they can put out on a day-in and day-out basis. This is pretty much a big league lineup. This could, you could see any given day, HP at short and Moose at second, Eric Thames at first, and outfield at Gamble, Kane, and Yelich. This lineup is going to be brutal for other teams to face.
And the one thing about it's so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's way right. You can move guys around. You can change guys against certain pitchers. If guys match up there, you have a lot of things you can do. And I think that's what Craig is striving for. And from the first time he's here, that first half year or three quarters of a year that he was here, he just sat back and watched the organization and tried to feel what he would like. And he wanted guys to this team to be versatile. And you look at every player that plays on this team, they can usually play more than one position.
Jerry, we'll let you get going and enjoy the game and enjoy the sunshine. Well, I won't say the warm weather, but the sunshine.
I'm going back to Milwaukee on Monday morning. But then I got to come right back on Friday. But it's great to be here, and it's nothing like spring training.
Well, it's great to be with you, man. We appreciate it. Wendy's Big Show here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Gary, it looks like they got some new windows. They might have called your girl Gina Della.
Yeah, they did, guys. My good friend Gina Della, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Experience the Pella difference when you work with Gina Della. You work with her and her entire team. They are there to make your job run smoothly. Guys, don't worry about the cold because I know it's cold there. The Pella teams install year-round. So call 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Gary and Leroy sent you.
Wendy's Big Show off and running from American Family Fields of Phoenix. Do you want to go with a free agent, Dallas Keuchel, Gio Gonzalez, or stick with the youth of this Brewers rotation? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, live from American Family Fields of Phoenix. And in our Hales Corner Studios, our beautiful Hales Corner Studios, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, and basically the founder of 105.7 FM, The Fan, and Leap 36 himself, Leroy Butler, in the house. Leroy, we didn't get your take on this before the break. It's also just a gorgeous day out here, Leroy, but we do wish that you're back in Florida State if you're talking to your boy Alex Hornibrook that I heard in Anthony Mandela's Sports Flash. I don't know how that's going to work out for the Seminoles.
What?
If Alex Hornibrook goes down there at Florida State,
Tallahassee. He can start down there.
That's how today. Bad things are. Huh?
Today.
That's how bad it is?
This afternoon he'd start.
So Leroy Butler. Do you want to go with a Dallas Keuchel, Gio Gonzalez, guys that you've seen around the league, or go with Corbin Burns, Freddy Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, the youngsters of this Brewers rotation?
I want to see what I got for a minute before I do that, and let's see. Hopefully that price comes down. I'm in no hurry to do that. I mean, it's the same old usual suspects. I'm a Junior Guerra guy. I was just telling Steve that I like this because he doesn't look like a baseball player. The guy just gets up there and throws. They just need inning eaters right now. At this point, you got the best bullpen. I know you got something going on with JJ, but at the end of the day, if I don't have to spend $20 million, I'm just not. I'm going to wait. I'm going to just wait as long as I can and see how these guys pan out. Now, I will say this, though. You're the baseball guy, Billy. I don't know. These guys' record isn't that great. And we asked, how you say his name? Capuano, Steve?
Chris Capuano, yep.
Yeah. And he was saying, don't take the records that seriously. you know, because people look at these guys not winning a lot of games and things like that. They're working on a lot of things. Plus, you got a new pitching coach. So I'm gonna wait a little bit though, Bill. I'm gonna wait maybe middle of next week and just reassess.
Well, and that's part of the thing, right? You guys, we want to see the fruits of David Stearns and Matt Arnold and the rest of this front office, what they got. And right. We were talking to Adam McAlvey earlier today, guys, in the clubhouse, and we were talking about the next wave of guys. I think it was all in that 2017 draft. There's five players, guys, from that draft in big league camp this year with Corey Ray, Lucas Erceg, Zach Brown, and Peyton Henry, the catcher that was up in Wisconsin last year. There's some real talent that has been accumulated by this staff, Sparky. And when you do that, when you take that patient approach, like Leroy was saying, maybe Chris Hook is able to be the whisperer that Derek Johnson was for the last couple of years, because all these guys have now worked with Chris Hook when he was down in Biloxi.
I'd prefer him not have to be the whisperer. I'd prefer him just get a bunch of talent and just make him look good. Don't even have to put that much pressure on him, right? I mean, you shouldn't have to be like the Pittsburgh Pirates and hope that you can coach all these guys up. I just think if you're the Brewers, and again, we don't know how much money they have left. They said they have room at the deadline or whatever. When you start talking about whether or not you want to see them go get a Keuchel or a Gio Gonzalez or pass on both of them and stay with what you have, and you tweet it out, and it's a lot of get both. NutraSweet Gumball says get both. Carson says need Dallas. Jay tweets at the fan, go with both. Why not? Another one that comes in is Aaron, who says pass on Gio, go get Dallas. Hashtag it's not my money. Aaron tweeting at the fan. I mean, because again, for me, Dallas Keuchel is a proven commodity, right? So if it's Keuchel and Chacin and Chase Anderson and Davies, if that's what you're going to do to go along with Woodruff at that point, that's your top five, fine. And then when Jimmy Nelson comes back, now all of a sudden you've got Nelson and Keuchel and Chacin as 1-3. And then, depending on where Chase Anderson is and Zach Davies is that at that point of the season, you can make a determination what you want to do. But
that kicks Corbin Burns out of the rotation, though.
Right.
Dallas.
He would then have to be in the bullpen or down in AAA. But
he would not be happy with it.
Wouldn't it be just beautiful if you've got, come August and September, if you've got Jimmy Nelson, Dallas Keuchel, Chacin, Corbin Burns, and Woodruff in your rotation,
with that bullpen,
and you're able to come out of the bullpen still with Peralta, and then Anderson or Davies or both. I mean, I'm all right with that. I like that starting five.
And you're still going to have the opportunity, guys. I know the name is really silenced around here, but Madison Bumgarner is still going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Right.
If I'm going to have a left-handed pitcher that I want to add to this rotation, I'm cool with waiting on this youth growing at the major league level and then bringing in the dude that I know can be a hammer in July, Gary, in Madison Bumgarner, who's now done it in the playoffs, also has a couple of World Series MVPs.
Well, I mean, so that's what we're looking for. I mean, it just sounds like when you talk about Keuchel, what's your big rallying cry?
Cy Young Award.
Cy Young.
Yep, he was a Cy Young Award winner.
Now you're mentioning, you're talking about...
Madison Bumgarner, World Series MVP. I mean, and the guy drank like six beers at one time. He slammed six beers at one time. That's a talent in itself.
All of that's great. It is. That's even better, right? Being a Milwaukee Brewer. But he's not playing at Miller Park anymore. But, hey, listen. All that's well and good. And I think everybody, we want to make this ball club better than what it is right now. I mean, you know, the Bucks. Listen, the Bucks really just went through the same situation. Not more than a couple weeks ago. I mean, they went out and made a couple major moves that they try to put themselves on the top. I think the Brewers may be in the same situation where time is on their side, where they can be patient as they want to be right now and continue to develop the guys that they want to develop, continue to look at the young talent they want to look at. And if they feel good about where they are right now as an organization, they're not really forced to make that move. Fans are very, let's say, we want it now, we want it now, let's get it in. But I think from an observation standpoint from the Brewers organization, they want to see what they got first. I think they still, now I'm not saying rebuilding mode, but I think they still feel like they are a young team, still want to see what their young players are all about.
414-799-1250, do you want to see the Brewers pass on Dallas Keuchel and go with the youth of this rotation? And Gio Gonzalez.
I don't think they have to pass. I think they can be patient.
Right, but at some point you're going to have to make the determination, because that dude has to get into camp and go through a 6-week throwing program as well.
Well, sure.
He's going to have to get stretched out at some point, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, the later it gets, the worse it is for him.
Right.
Not for the Brewers.
Well, it is in case the dude's not ready to go like Jake Arrieta was last year and he gets hurt.
But the Brewers have enough right now where they don't need him. They can bring him in when they want. I mean, they're not pressing to bring him in right now. I mean, that to me, that's why I said it's on him. Right, he's got to get stretched out. He's got to do all that. At this point right now, the Brewers don't need to bring him in for anything. And so if they wait, they wait. And they can continue to wait to get him stretched out. They can send him down.
Sure. And understand that he is going to have to do this on his own as well.
Correct.
If he thinks that he's going to be ready to go, Sparky and Leroy, if he's going to be ready to go come opening day or second week into the season, whenever he gets signed, as we continue to get closer, opening days within 3 weeks, guys.
Yep.
At this point, Sparky, he's got to get into a camp.
Steve, if you get an injury like, the Jeremy Jeffers thing, the shoulder tightness or whatever, if that happens to another guy, he's in here, especially if that's one of your starters.
Well, especially if it's one of the starters. Yeah, I agree with you on that. The crazy thing about it is when you talk about Keuchel, I agree that the longer this goes, the better chance you have of getting even a sweeter deal out of this before it's all said and done. Same with Craig Kimbrell at that point. But just think about it. I mean, this rotation is shaping up. If you eliminate Chase Anderson and Zach Davies in the next 2 or 3 years, I mean, you've got Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, and then you still got Zach Brown coming, baby Tausch. And he's a really good pitcher, too. I mean, four of those five guys in the rotation could be here for a long time to come if they all work out.
And, Sparky, we talked to Zach Brown earlier today, Tim Allen and myself. That dude has got the makeup of a big league pitcher, too. The funniest part about it is, guys, Adam was saying, McAlvey, who's going to join us at some point here in American Family Fields of Phoenix, the visiting radio booth, but we are still here covering the Milwaukee Brewers. Your Milwaukee Brewers are 2018 NL Central champions. That he sucked in college his last year. He was like 6-11, like a 6.5 ERA. And 2 years out of college, guys, he is in a big league camp. That shows a testament to what this organization has done top to bottom through the major league level and through the minor league level as well to try to develop these players. That's where I think the development time, and a perfect example of development is Freddie Peralta, a 22-year-old who was a 19-year-old throw-in in an Adam Lind trade, comes in and strikes out 13 in a major league game last year.
And Peralta pitched well again today in his start today for the Brewers. And that's the one thing here is, if you, let's say you go out and you were to get a Keuchel or a Gio Gonzalez like we're talking about, let's say they get one of them here, and now they go into the rotation, and now let's say Burns isn't in the rotation. Well, what's the play now with Burns and Peralta? Are they both in AAA starting pitching every fifth day, or do they scrap the idea of Burns as a starter and put him right into the bullpen to start the season? That's going to be a big deal because you read all these quotes coming from Corbin Burns. It sounds like in his head he was pretty much given a rotation spot this year, and that's kind of how he's going about it.
And I like that. I like that philosophy, Gary. I want a guy that wants to go in there, think that he's a starter, think that he's one of the top five guys in the rotation, and be ready to rock and roll. But, Sparky, that is a heck of an idea. If you keep him in the bullpen and you have a right-handed and a left-handed young hammer like Hader and Burns out there, I mean, you can lock down teams in the sixth inning like they were able to do with two innings out of either one of those guys, Sparky.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, no doubt. That's the thing that you got to kind of look at the entire big picture of your Stearns and Council of how you want this to play out. Are you looking at your bullpen and going, well, I mean, if we do it kind of like we did last year, our bullpen is going to be on lock, and the rotation may not be as good as we want, but the bullpen will be. And if we go with the younger guys in the rotation, maybe the bullpen suffers a little bit, but our rotation will be better.
A Lorenzo Cain base hit into right center gives the Brewers another one. It's now a 4-1 Brewers lead here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. American Family Fields of Phoenix and the 2018 National League MVP, Christian Yelich, at the dish. And if you don't want to miss a second of Brewers baseball, Sparky, you got a great place for the people of Milwaukee and 105.7 FM The Fan listeners to get some DirecTV.
DirecTV Sight and Sound Solutions is exactly correct. You can get AT&T and DirecTV for as low as $85 a month. That's internet and TV. Plus, the choice package includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. Watch all your favorite baseball and basketball teams there. Plus, you get the NFL Sunday ticket at no additional cost. And $200 in Visa cards as well. Can't beat that. But wait, there's even more. Sight & Sound Solutions can also offer you a U-verse bundle from AT&T. The new AT&T Fiber Internet plus AT&T wireless phones. Basically, the entire lineup of AT&T services at Sight & Sound Solutions. As an existing customer, if you feel like your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. All you got to do is give Al a call over at Sight & Sound Solutions. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number? Talk to the local guy that's been doing this entertainment stuff for over 15 years. Sight & Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Sight & Sound Solutions today at 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500.
Ryan Braun at the dish now with two out. Christian Yelich strikes out looking. And Sparky, what's a Ryan Braun perfect spring training at bat? One pitch in and out. Grounded out the last time up at the plate. He's 0 for 2. Adam McAlvey going to join us out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix after he speaks with Ryan Braun, Christian Yelich. And he'll come up here into our nice and comfy booth. And we'll be back with the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, it's deadline day in the NFL for one player. And it doesn't look like he's moving. More next on The Fan. Yeah. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Leroy Butler. Leet 36 back in the Hales Corner Studios. Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Our spring training coverage here on The Fan kicking off today. Brewers taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. And some dude wearing the number 85 named Young on the Arizona Diamondbacks, Sparky, might have just hit a ball 496 feet.
Yeah, we saw it on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Cow.
The first thing that I thought of was every time Leroy Butler says, I like player X in baseball, it's over. It's over. It's all over. Right. Either they get caught for cheating or they just go straight into the toilet. One or the other.
He
did just say he really likes Junior Guerra.
He's given up two runs since he told me that he likes Junior Guerra.
That's all you want from two runs. And
he's only been in there like an inning and a half, I think.
That's all he'll need to do in the
season. That's all you want from him.
Oh.
What?
I bet how cold is it there? What is he talking about?
It's not that cold. That's kind of warm out.
Watch him make the team.
Oh, he'll make the team.
Of course he's on the team.
Okay, then. Y'all quiet
he's
down.
Working on stuff, Leroy.
You're working on stuff, man.
Chase Anderson gave up 15 home runs.
Is he working on pitching for the home run derby? I mean, that thing straight up cleared the sidewalk. That has to be 465 feet.
You guys are so jealous.
Wow.
Went up against the fence.
That was outrageous. I mean, some days when you come out here to American Family Fields of Phoenix, Old Maryvale Baseball Park, a home run, Sparky, out there, it's just a trek. There's maybe like five kids running after it.
Yep. Or Tim Allen laying out in the sun. One or the other.
There's got to be 500, 600 people laying out in the outfield today. And it was like everybody was watching the ball go. It bounced twice, and then everybody went rushed. Like, oh, wow, that was actually a baseball. That was crazy. Goodness gracious. 414-799-1250. Talk about goodness gracious, guys. I crashed a little bit early last night, Gary. Travel day, and I was kind of worn down. And, you know, we kind of hit it a little bit hard last night. And so I crashed a little bit early, guys. I woke up right around 1:30 our time, and Antonio Brown, the news was just going all over the place that he was heading to the Buffalo Bills, and then Adam Schefter quickly shot that down after about 25 minutes, and Antonio Brown tweeting out fake news. Mm-hmm. And Antonio Brown, today was supposed to be deadline day, guys. Pittsburgh Steelers said, we want everybody's best offers come Friday, and now it seems like the market is just bare for the guy that has led the league in receptions, yards, and touchdowns over the last 6 years. And I continually just keep asking myself, Gary, why is Antonio Brown not a Green Bay Packer yet?
Because he's stupid.
Okay. Your mom said don't say that word.
Oh, yeah, damn, Leroy.
Yeah, she did
say
that
word either.
She'll yell at you, too.
Forgot about that, Roy. Jeez. I mean, come on, cuz. What is he doing? I mean, this guy, the guy is...
He's got all the talent in the world.
The guy has a blonde mustache. Come on.
He's an idiot, man.
But at least he's trolling himself. The blonde mustache, and then he tweets out the side-by-side picture of the walrus. I mean, that was good stuff.
I don't know. 414-799-1250, because we've talked about it before. I just want to know. Do you guys still want him? I mean, he pretty much just poo-pooed the Buffalo. I mean, he squashed that himself.
Listen to me. Listen, hold on a second. Now, let's,
I just want to know do you still want him, Steve?
Just let's be honest about something.
Okay.
That broke last night when I was doing post-game show after the Bucks game. And we were in a break. And coming out of the break, Evan, the chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club, tells us in the on-air studio that it looks like Antonio Brown's getting traded to the Bills. Ian Rapoport or whatever. And I come on there and I was like, well, Antonio Brown's career may be over. He's headed to Buffalo. I mean, seriously, how can you fault Antonio Brown for saying, I don't want to go there? And then on top of that, Paul Charchian, who does fantasy football on Bill Michaels' show, based out of Minneapolis, a K fan, somebody asked him last night about value. And he said, because normally Antonio Brown is what, a first round pick, top end of the first round, something like that?
Oh, no doubt.
He said if he goes to Buffalo, the highest you could possibly even think about taking him would be the third round.
And I agree with
that. There's no way I'd want to go to Buffalo if I was Antonio Brown, even with Allen, the young quarterback. No chance. And no. I don't blame him at all for shooting that down. No.
But see, Steven, and I don't disagree with what you just said, but you're right. But now it's the, what you call that, aesthetics.
The optics.
Aesthetics, same thing, Leroy.
Show lives.
Now it becomes the optics. And the optics is he's an idiot. I mean, he puts on a thing, fake news. I mean, it's just classic. I mean, it's just too, this guy is just too good. He's too good for himself. You just let that play out and have your agents do that in a way where you're not screwing up what you're trying to get.
Where you don't look like the idiot?
Where you don't look like the idiot. Let you paying people to do this stuff, man. You don't have to be out front on that like that. That's the problem. So you know what you're going to get when this joker come here. I'm telling you, Steve, I'm just going. And all you jokers out here who still want it, 414-799-1250, I just really want to hear from you. The first time Devontae Adams catch 10 passes and he only has 2 targets, y'all better come get him out of the locker room because he's going to throw a hissy fit.
414-799-1250. Why is Antonio Brown not a Green Bay Packer yet?
Uh-oh.
Leroy, I agree with Stevie wholeheartedly. Buffalo is where wide receivers go to die.
I agree with that.
And I support him 110% saying he does not want to go to Buffalo. But I don't know how Brian Gutekunst at that point isn't saying, okay, Pittsburgh, here you go. Kevin Colbert, I'll give you a 4th-round pick. Get him over here and let's figure this thing out.
I think they have. They're doing their due diligence on everybody. They're in on everybody, including Le'Veon Bell. They're putting packages together. They're calling all these agents. They're talking. But back to Antonio Brown, if you really want out of Pittsburgh, go to Buffalo and you're a savior. And Buffalo was going to restructure his deal to make him one of the highest-paid receivers. So if a team's saying you're going to get everything you want out of Pittsburgh because it's a volatile situation, you play with a Hall of Famer, but nope, you want to go play just to get out. So you'll get every target. But, Steve, you're right. Robert Woods was a good receiver. He goes to the Rams, and he's pretty good.
Better than he was in Buffalo.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you have every guy who's there except for maybe Sammy Watkins, who goes there and comes out and be a pretty good place. But, again, if you're the only guy there, not Kelvin Benjamin, if you're the only guy there, you'll get 15, 20 targets, and they're going to make you the highest-paid wide receiver, extend your deal. If you really want out, that was your opportunity.
Yeah.
Now people are going to say he's a coach killer and he's a locker room killer.
Sure.
But, again, it's still Antonio Brown at the end of the day.
Larry Fitzgerald has told him, what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago, that the quarterback is just huge. And you can look at Larry Fitzgerald's career, Gary, and that is indeed the case. He fell off, too, when he didn't have a quarterback in Arizona.
No doubt. Yep. And there's an opportunity for Antonio Brown, like you said, Leroy, to get literally every single ball that Josh Allen throws in 2019. 75% of them were going to go to Antonio Brown. He was going to get his money. But then he wasn't going to win. So now you get the best of both worlds. You get an opportunity to play with a dude that only wants to throw the football. And, oh, by the way, Sparky, he's probably one of the best ever to throw the football in the National Football League in Aaron Rodgers. I just don't get how Antonio Brown is not a Green Bay Packer by 4:30 today.
I mean
4:30 today. Do right. it. Just finish it up. It's well, a fourth round pick.
Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, Mountain Time, or what time that 4:30?
Because Roy, this one's universal time. Any time today. Just dial it in and finish it up.
Because I don't want to change the topic or anything here, but I mean you have Jay Glazer who tweeted out, lost in all the talk of Antonio Brown trade talk is the fact that there's been a lot of chatter among teams looking to trade for a premium pass rusher, such as Jadeveon Clowney, Frank Clark, and Dee Ford. So are you more willing to deal picks for Antonio Brown than you are for those guys?
Both of them.
Both of them.
Both of them. What is Dee Ford going to cost you? What, a second-round pick, did we decide?
Probably second or third, yeah.
You know what? You have the 30th pick in the draft. You can have that one, Dee Ford. Come on in here. We'll give you a contract, and you'll be the number one pass rusher for us. Antonio Brown, what is it going to take? Third, maybe fourth round pick at this point.
It may be even less than that at this point.
It may be even less than that, guys. And he's already making the money. You get 1 year, and then we'll restructure you next year because we'll figure out the books, and you're set in stone. Go get yourself 100 balls. Go win a title, and then you can tell Pittsburgh exactly where the sun doesn't shine. I just don't see how it's not done yet.
He's had six straight years over 100 catches. It ain't happening if he comes here. He's going to get maybe 75. And he's going to kick over the water jug. He's going to leave the bench. You're going to be in there smoking a cigar. Say, I ain't playing because I ain't get over 100 yards. But, hey, it's still Antonio Brown. The number's available, though, because they may not bring back Kendricks.
Right. They have
That's
the
84. True.
It's ready it's to
available.
Rock and roll.
It
it's
is available.
Situation.
It's available, though. It's available.
You know, Osmani Grandal just strikes out and throws his bat past first base down here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. He's a difficult swing to detect. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know if that thing broke or what. 414-799-1250. Why is Antonio Brown not a Green Bay Packer? I don't see it. I think it should have been done. They had the report last night about 12:30 at night that Buffalo wasn't going to get him. At 2:30, he would have been a Green Bay Packer for me. 414-799-1250. But I never have to wonder why people are buying cars at Hyundai West Dallas.
No, you don't.
This is the best place
never
to
know.
Go do it.
Dan Richards, that's right, general sales manager. Howie 100. Arthur Avenue, right there.
They own, like, the whole block.
They're part of the International Autos experience. These guys know what they're doing, man. Just go. You need to go on. If you're looking for the best possible deal right now on a new or used vehicle in stock, go see my good friend at Hyundai West Dallas on Highway 100, Arthur Avenue. Walk in the door, ask for Dan Richards. And when you do that, you've got to tell the boys from the Big Show Center. And one of us, Leroy, hear what I say?
And one.
And one of us.
And one. That was the catchphrase I got, Leroy. Yeah. I'm on the ride over here.
Yeah.
I said, hey, where are we stopping? And one of them.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. That'll work.
Wendy's big titles.
Yeah, go check them out today, guys. That's Hyundai West Dallas, Highway 100, and Arthur Avenue.
414-799-1250. Why is Antonio Brown not a Green Bay Packer
yet?
More
smart.
Next. Oh, come on, Leroy. 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Why is Antonio Brown not a Green Bay Packer? This is the Wendy's Big Show. Two of us at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Two of us back in our Hales Corner studios. The two out here, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and Gary Ellerson, just nestled in between BA and Rock and some broadcast that I do not know what that is, but they have a camera that's looking right at us, so I'm giving it a smile and a wink. Leroy Butler and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in the Hales Corner studios. Leroy said just before that the Packers are smart. That's why Antonio Brown is not a Green Bay Packer. Leroy, I would beg to differ because a 30-year-old wide receiver would have cost you a fourth-round pick a few years ago, and you had a Hall of Fame quarterback at that time. His name was Randy Moss, and he then took a team to the Super Bowl with said Hall of Fame quarterback. And, oh, by the way, an 18-0
record. You're
not
trying to compare Randy Moss to Antonio Brown, are you?
I don't know. They're both Hall of Famers.
Well, they lost that year in the Super Bowl, by the way.
They did lose that year in the Super Bowl. Yes, they did.
Okay, so keep it 100.
No, they did lose that game. Yeah.
Leroy, who's worse, Antonio Brown or Randy Moss?
It's a pick'em. But I'm going to say Antonio Brown.
So you're saying personality-wise?
Yeah.
Okay, personality-wise.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff that you had to deal with. I mean, I understand the field stuff, but the whole package.
Now,
give me Randy Moss all day.
Sure. But Randy Moss, when he was coming out of Oakland, that was the talk that he had quit on that team long through the season.
Sure.
But to your credit, to your point, Randy Moss never had a Hall of Fame quarterback that he was that getting the ball thrown to him all the time like Antonio Brown has, and that's Ben Roethlisberger has been throwing him the rock for the last eight years of his career.
Was that Dante Culpepper?
Culpepper.
And who else he had? Culpepper.
Randall Cunningham.
Come on, cuz.
They were deep.
Them balls are good. Them two balls are better than Dak Prescott.
Well, sure, yeah. Better than Dak Prescott. Not better than Aaron Rodgers.
You see,
let him have Aaron Rodgers, man, for 1 year and you're in a Super Bowl. Like, that's the only thing that I don't get, guys, is you're so close that if you can have – your defense still needs work. I understand that that defense is lacked of talent. It's void of talent, whatever word you want to use, whatever adjective you want to use. Mm-hmm. But your offense is still close, Leroy, I think, to being one of the most high-powered offenses that this league has seen in the last 5 or 6 years, if you add 84.
And see, that's the thing about it. If they don't get anybody down the middle anyway, would he want to play the slot? He want to play outside? It's just a lot of moving parts. And then you stunt the growth of your three wide receivers that you drafted. And then you tell Geronimo Ellison that we brought you back for this 1 year that, okay, you're not part of the plan. None of those guys would play. And I'm going to tell you, 17's getting 125 to 30 catches, okay?
Not if Antonio Brown's there.
Child, please. He got a better chemistry with 17 than he's going to have with 84, and that's when he's going to kick over the water jug. And you don't need that, man. This is not fantasy football, people. Okay? Stop it.
Yeah, but, man, if Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown are hanging out, he could teach him some dance moves. Antonio Brown could give him a little bit of advice with Danica. Maybe they could all be going out to dinner. It just seems like it's a match made in heaven to me.
Talk to him. I can't talk.
Yeah, I don't know. I told him before that wasn't happening.
you don't think that they're going to be boys. I think they're going to be boys if he is here.
No, absolutely not. No, I don't know who Antonio Brown's going to be friends with or with anybody, and it doesn't really matter to me. I tend to be more with you, Baby Tosh, as far as what he brings to the field. I just think this offense goes to another level, and then you can talk about them contending for a Super Bowl because you add him into this mix, you add a decent draft class where you get two or three impact players on the defensive side of the football, and let's go. I think you have every opportunity in the world. But again, and like I said before with Giannis, I think the same thing applies to Rodgers. Is if 12 is on board with bringing him in, you do it. If 12 is not on board with bringing him in, then you don't. And I think that's just kind of where I leave it at. If 12's like, I'll deal with him, don't worry about it, I got him, then you go get him. If 12 says, I don't want to deal with that, I got enough trying to figure out this offense, then you say, okay, then we're not going to. Done.
And that can be where it's case closed. And I just can't see Aaron Rodgers turning down one of the best wide receivers that this league has seen in the last decade.
Let's head to the phones, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Steve in Oconomowoc, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Leroy, I love you, my guy, but I think you're out of your mind. What happened back in your day when you guys brought in Andre Rison? He was known as kind of a head case and whatnot, but you're feeling different about Antonio Brown?
Yeah, you got a good point, but, you know, he came in as a role player, though, and balls a game. Antonio Brown won't be. He won't 85 a game, and he's going to turn over the water jug, and we're going to be thirsty. You don't want that.
I mean, I guess I can feel you on that, but still, I mean – Andre Rison, yeah, maybe not. He was an impact player just like Antonio Brown was, but I'm not sure. I guess you make a point there.
Yeah, Andre Rison is not as talented as Antonio Brown at the same two spots in their career. Andre Rison, early in his career, fine. But Andre Rison, when he got to the Packers, was more towards the end of his career.
Two passes a game. It was about 86, okay, and 87. Robert Brooks.
No. When he got to Green Bay, I'm saying before he got to Green Bay.
He was a role player.
Before he got to Green Bay, when he was in Atlanta, he was bad move Rison. He was a legitimate top flight wide receiver.
Yeah, he was.
But what I'm saying is when Antonio Brown gets here versus when Andre Rison got to Green Bay, Rison was more towards the end of his career. Antonio Brown's still in the peak of his career. I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah.
And a lot of this comes down to, Laura, how much you think Antonio Brown still got left in the tank, like Sparky said, at that prime spot in his career. Get you 2-3 more years at that point. Guys, that's kind of what we're looking at Aaron Rodgers being still in at the prime of his career, right? Two more, three more years?
No, you're right, because Antonio didn't take a lot of hits. I mean, every last few years he took a few hits, but this guy don't give up a lot of shots. See, I'm not talking about the talent. I'm just talking about the aggravation. Man, you're going to have to take headache medicine all day long, dealing with the dude, man. Because every week he's going to be in the meeting. He's going to walk out of the meeting. Y'all ain't drawing up plays for me. What? You drawing up plays? What? Man, come on. We in the red zone? And you throwing it to Jimmy Graham? Really? Come on, guys.
Well, that's a good point. That is a good point because, you know, he can't use the headache medicine like David Irving was doing last night on Instagram.
Hey, man, whatever worked for who, it may not work for you. So it's all good.
This guy.
Hey, man, Leroy Butler, like Steve to take Sparky different stuff, man. Whatever. I'll tell people about it.
Still in the Hales Corner studios. Gary Ellerson, myself at American Family Fields of Phoenix. We're sitting here in the top half of the seventh inning.
Brewers don't mention the weather. People in Wisconsin, don't mention the weather. Just keep talking.
It's a 4-3 lead now as the Brewers have given up a run in each of the last three innings. And Sparky's boy Alex Claudio on the mound right now.
This
ain't my guy either.
What about your boy Tuffy over at first base? No, I want that guy to be my guy.
I like Tuffy.
Tuffy's a nice dude. He just looks like a guy you just want to go and give a hug to.
He does.
Right?
He's tough too, man.
You need a little Tuffy.
I used to have a Tuffy bicycle. Oh no, that was Huffy.
What about my boy?
Yeah, you I ain't a Huffy. Tuffy.
I Huffy.
What?
It was Huffy.
Yeah, man. Tuffy. Yeah. What about your boy over at third base, Leroy?
Who that is?
Nate Orff.
Orff. Orff.
He ain't never getting married with that name. He's single his whole life.
Boy. Hard worker though.
Yeah, he's a hard worker, man.
He is a hard worker. Yeah, he said he would have played for a Snickers bar when he got drafted.
Nate Orff.
I believe it.
I'll be honest. I don't think Leroy Butler
he's
was playing the
Leroy,
game for
he is
a
right there,
bar.
Leroy. There he is. Orff.
Nice toss. Orff to Tuffy, and the Brewers get out of the seventh inning. Wendy's Big Show back after this on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.